Chris, blink twice if you need help, Chris.
Like this. You can blink 50 times.
Blink so much, I got a seizure. Oh, man. Are you recording now?
Yeah, I've been recording, nigga.
I just hit record.
James.
Thank you, James.
All right. At what point do we just, like, edit James out entirely?
That technology hasn't been made yet.
So I was thinking about this today. You know how a girl can go out, like she could be in a relationship, she can go out and a guy can buy her drinks and whatever, and she'll like accept them, but then nothing else will happen after that. Like you can go out and you can accept free drinks and it's not considered crossing like a line or whatever, right? To logical people. Yeah. What is that for guys?
Yeah, because we don't get drinks bought to us.
Nobody wants to buy us nothing.
Nah. Hey,
damn.
I think one time a girl bought me a drink.
It's the Ives, man. Fuck you, bro.
Oh man.
I've had people like the bill, like, well, like I'm talking about like random. Just
I feel like there is nothing there. For us.
There's nothing for us, right? Because I even thought about it. I'm like, oh, maybe it's just like, oh, dancing. But I was like, oh, that goes both ways. Or...
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, maybe. Well, yeah. Unless it's just like wilding out by yourself in the middle of the dance floor and like some boogie night shit.
Like,
Yo,
fact.
Or like being the wingman for your friend while he talks to like whoever or she talks to whoever. Yeah. That, like, that works both ways.
Damn.
I don't think men have one.
Yeah. No.
Which I think sucks. Our thing is just being allowed to do shit.
Being allowed to go out.
Yeah, that's all we get. It's like women allowing us to speak to them. I'd be appreciative of that shit, man. You walk up to shorty like, hey, what's up? And she don't just like immediately turn around and walk away. I'm like, oh my God.
What do I do now?
Yeah. I never made it this far.
I is so fortunate. I is just so grateful. Thank you.
Show myself open in line. She laugh at you just like, oh, I wasn't prepared for this.
Yeah, but then you buy her a drink. That way back to square one.
Square one. Wow.
Damn. Back to the intro.
Hey. Hold on, put your ass in the air.
Welcome back, guys, to the Under Mention Podcast. Welcome back, guys, to the Under Mention Podcast. Episode 97. I am your host, the homebody, along with me this
week.
I got James, I got Lou, and I got Drumfu. How's everybody doing? Are you trying something new?
We're here.
I was just giving you ad-libs.
Don't.
I'm spicing it up for you. On some Migos shit.
No spices. Keep the Goya.
Stir fry.
No, that's so old. Like, out of all the ad libs, that was very.
I don't know what they're doing now. I don't pay attention to
very dated. Exactly. Apparently they're suing their tour manager or
their whole label, their
management. Yeah, the label.
Oh, they're suing their label.
QC. Yeah, QC.
QC the label
for reasons
saying that they have been not paid a lot of money.
Yep. That makes sense. I saw Cardi tweeting that she doesn't have a manager. She has a lawyer. And I was confused by that because one does not do the other thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. her lawyer is her management.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a conflict of interest, but okay.
Yeah. So it's like, yo,
that percentage is crazy.
We're suing you.
I gotta look into that one.
Because we don't have as much money as the much money we have.
Yeah.
Okay. We want more of the much money.
But when you look at it, over the last few years, there was a few artists that left, like Skipper the Flipper, Jose Guapo, OG
Macko. Sorry. Oh, what? These are not real names.
Yes,
what?
They are.
Skipper the Flipper is a real person.
That's my guy. That's my guy.
What has he
Give us a bar. Produced.
Like what? Like what? What are his hits?
A 100-minute joke. Mimi at the safe house.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not meaning nobody named Skipper the Flipper at the safe house.
Does he work at the Krusty Krab? Like what is? Like, what is
Listen, Skipper could have went to the NFL, man.
Oh, he big.
Yeah,
should have done that. I'm a relax before Skipper flip me.
Definitely relax.
Take it easy.
Him being big don't mean anything. He's just gonna shoot you.
Yeah, but it's like
when I don't want that
best,
either.
Though. When you have the best of both worlds, when you can fight and you can shoot,
yeah,
you're kind of in a bad position.
It just means he's gonna shoot you with a heavy gun. That's it.
Yeah, and he know James.
And you know, and you're gonna leave you in a bad position. Yeah, flat face down. I don't want that. Like that doesn't seem fun for me. Yeah,
folded. But yeah, like over the last few years, like OG Macko left, Jose Guapo left, Skipper left, and like
let's pause again.
City Girl still in it?
No,
yeah,
still in there.
Jose Guapo, you said
Jose Guapo. Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, now when I hear that name, I picture someone built like Luis Guzman, and
no, Jose Guapo's the opposite.
Oh,
he's Guapo.
Yeah.
But doesn't Guapo mean big?
Nah, no, that's Gordo. Like
handsome.
That's Gordo. That's you're thinking of Gordo, yeah.
Yeah, Guapo means handsome.
Wait, no, isn't Gordo Lizzie McGuire's friend?
I think that's Gordon.
That's Gordo.
Oh, that's Gordo, right? Yeah, oh. See, come on, man. I be knowing. All right, now you said OG Macko, I know.
But they left because they were having problems with the label.
Oh, and I like now, OG Macko left because he had a parasite in his skull.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of both.
I feel like it was more the parasite in the skull. Yeah, I feel like that was the most important thing.
It was, that, but that it was more also
understandable.
I was, no, you know what?
I think, but even
car accident. OG Macko, he was in a car accident, and then he got
string of bad luck after.
Yeah,
you guessed it.
Yeah. What
the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but then, that happened, and then I don't know. But like, who does QC still has? Yachty, Migos,
Lil Baby,
Lil Baby, Da Baby.
That's my
Lil Baby, Gunna. Right? Is Gunna on there?
Gunna's YSL, and I forgot what else. But
I don't.
They don't have Cardi either.
Don't they got Saweetie?
Sweet.
I don't think they ever. I don't think they ever lined her up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds wild.
But lined her up on the roster. That's what I should.
Yeah, I should say. Yeah.
That's a little better.
Yeah. Oh no, they taking everybody's money. They lining niggas up.
Right. Yeah, I was like, you got to clean it up a little bit.
Technically.
That's interesting.
But and RP, Marlo, little Marlo, had just died.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. He was on QC as well. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see who wins the lawsuit and whatever. I'm assuming Migos has like paperwork to back this up if they're
gonna so QC.
Do the whole court thing.
But and that's the part that confuses me, where it's like all the paperwork and stuff like that you could gather wouldn't be that from coming from the people that's working on the other side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, it's important for you to fucking read your contracts initially. So they probably didn't read the contract, and now they're like, wait, what is this money going to?
But that's what I'm saying. Like I don't get it. Like I hate when people say, "Oh, you should have read your contract," because it's like, that's, first of all, it's a lot of words, and you don't know what the hell is in there.
It is a lot of words,
and contracts are have like weird stanzas and gray area built in, because a contract doesn't mean anything. A contract is just something that you can argue either way. So it's like you could read it and understand it one way, but someone could still argue the opposite side. So now you're just back in the same position anyway, whether you read it or not. So it's like, what am I like? And you expect me? It's just like, yo, my job, my role is to rap, make music. I didn't come in here to understand all this lawyer jargon. That's why I got a lawyer.
No, we don't know the specifics dude. Though. That's the thing. Like you can argue that's the gray area all day, but we just don't know the specifics.
That's why so,
like,
you don't.
Now go ahead.
The specifics. That's why you don't get
a lawyer that's working with the niggas that you need a lawyer for.
Yeah.
That's why you don't have your lawyer manage you because now your manager's just going to get you into a shitty deal so that your lawyer can capitalize off it. And then you go to your lawyer like, yo, this deal sucks. Get me out of it. He's like, nigga, I'm your manager. I got you into the shitty deal.
Yep.
All right. You know what? I don't. I care about this, but I don't care about this because at the end of the day, you're still rich. I'm still poor.
But
am I talking about
the last thing about that is that that's why I don't know the inner workings of their deal, but that's why, like, yo, when labels be throwing like cars and watches and chains, yep. That's the payment in return for the millions and millions of dollars in publishing and royalties and all that. So
More importantly, are you cake?
I might be. If I am cake, I'm gonna be a biscochito.
I'm definitely tres leches.
What? You're flying. Good, shut up. I'm bleeding. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm bleeding.
I'm bleeding. I'm definitely flesh.
Or maybe this is raspberry jam. I don't.
Hey.
No,
that was a nasty lick.
It's blood.
That was a nasty lick.
He said, "Are you okay?" Blood.
I'm bleeding, so no. But like, am I?
Oh man, this whole cake trend is just really interesting.
It's yo, wild. I want
by like, interesting. It's more so like why
for my birthday, I would love one of those cakes.
Which one?
Like what? No, you wouldn't, son. Would they're cake? Horrible.
I would want like the most outlandish item to be. I'm trying to think. Like,
a microphone.
Yeah, like something like that. Something weird.
James just wants to eat a mini James.
Hey, wow.
That sounds like something that Marilyn Manson would do.
Yeah, probably.
To himself.
That's why he got 3 ribs removed.
Smart man.
Nope,
he not said, smart. He said, I ain't going to wait for nobody to do this for me. I'll do it myself.
I guess.
Is that what he said?
Move it all.
He said that he's self-sufficient.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. Okay. That's
what James is like, yo, this is the best idea I ever heard.
James in the mirror like, maybe I could do without 3.
James said, I'm removing 3 of my ribs and replacing it with a waist trainer tomorrow.
this took a turn.
Nigga said, body by Adam. Let's go.
Like yeah. Adam and Eve?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like because of the rib.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's all right. I see. I thought I was doing something. Apparently not.
Nah, you did. You did. You did.
Nah. I was like the car ranger.
It flew over.
That's why I got confused.
You want to.
Oh, I got my Megazord socks on, by the way.
Let's talk about this Nick Cannon thing, man.
Let's go.
Like, I need somebody to explain this to me. I know when we initially put it on a docket, so much more has like come out since then.
Yeah.
Where at first I was just like, well, what did he say wrong? Because I really didn't understand what he said.
I feel like wrong. You, like me, saw that short clip on Twitter from the podcast where it was a whole bunch of shit where you could agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then later on, you were just like, nah, but like, why is everyone so upset? There's got to be more to this. And then you went and looked further into it and you were just like, oh.
I get it now.
I
get it. Like, so basically, Nick Cannon was on his podcast, Cannon's Class, which is like a super woke podcast, if you had to classify it. So it's like, I've never watched an episode because it's just way too smart for me.
Honestly, made like, me understand the turbans.
I still don't because I just don't.
Who he is on that podcast? That's a guy that would wear turbans.
Who?
Yeah.
The guy that he is on that podcast, he would wear turbans.
Sure. But so he came out and he did a podcast. This is back from June, I heard. Like, this isn't all this stuff.
He recorded it a while ago. And it,
yeah, like, all this stuff is never. Oh, it just came out?
Yeah. It was recorded a while back, but it was released recently. Yeah, at least that's what I saw.
Okay, so I'm thinking
we only work off the semi-facts on this podcast, everyone listening. So, like, yeah. I mean, do you Google?
I thought it just resurfaced, and I was like, oh, well, you're getting mad.
That's what I thought, too.
Something that he said. I mean, you could get mad whenever it comes across your desk, I guess. I don't know, but I just thought this was, like, an old clip. So he said that, and like in the clip that like everyone saw, he was saying how the melanated people, let's call them black people, are very compassionate, are very like have more of, I guess, like a scale of emotion and empathy, sympathy, all these like very warm and positive words due to their melanin. No scientific backing to that whatsoever, but it sounded good. And then he said that more or less like, you know, the non-melanated people, the whites, due to not having melanin, are couldn't withstand
the sun,
the sun that was like in Mother Africa or wherever. We're just going to completely ignore that South Africa exists and all the whites are over there. But he said that they couldn't
them whites came there.
I don't care where they came from. They ended up there. Same sun. It's not like the sun fucking changed.
I mean, the sun's the same everywhere you go.
I mean, you can make an argument, global warming and stuff like that. Yeah, but
according to Nick Cannon, they went up to the mine. They couldn't absorb the sun like we could, and they got upset. That's basically what he said.
No, shut up. No, what he said was,
that's a wild place to be if you can't absorb the sun. Like, let me go to a higher pool so I can get more of it. Oh, shit, it's killing me.
Passion gone.
I don't think that's how it works either. They said they ended up in, like, the Caucasus Mountains and whatnot. Yeah. So like, because like the air and the smog is so thick, it can cast an overcast. So it's kind of like when you go to the top of Mount Everest, technically it's closer to the sun than we are down here, but it's extremely cold. So they were like,
science,
motherfucker. Mm-hmm. So he's like, due to living in those harsh conditions, they just became more savage-like and animalistic and words and things and stuff like that. And later on, and like, I just saw that clip and I was like, oh, that sounds right, I guess, because, you know, Vikings are a thing and Vikings are white and they were pretty savage-like, right? So it's like what he said, that links to Vikings and sure. So I just automatically, and he also said it in like a tone and a way where he was like, yo, I don't mean to offend. And he didn't really say it in a hostile tone. Yeah. And I guess a lot of the times where it's just like, oh, you think anti-Semitic and stuff like that, you just straight up think Hitler. Like you just very aggressive. And he didn't come off like that. So it's just like, how is this wrong? And
really on the podcast, it was less him that was a problem and more people having an issue with Professor Griff. Because Professor Griff has been, like, he was a former member of Public Enemy, still is a member of Public Enemy, but he was kicked out at one point for anti-Semitic comments.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, continuously on some, like, the Jewish man is the devil type shit. And, like, I don't agree with none of that.
Yeah.
I don't know where the fuck he's getting any of this information from. But anyone condemning any entire group of people, I have an issue with.
Yeah facts. What's the saying? Anything of everything cannot be true. If everything of anything cannot be true or something like that.
It's because just like, it's forwards and backwards. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Sure. So now behind that, Viacom had just let him go from his like contract with them. And also what I didn't know is that they also own Wild 'N Out technically. And Wild 'N Out. So when this happened, everyone is like thinking, you know, that all right, so no more Wild 'N Out. Great, I guess. But they forgot that like, yo, Nick Cannon was like the youngest like chairman for like a television network, like at Viacom. He was the head of the division of Teen Nick. He's the reason for like the GLAAD Awards. The GLAAD Awards was like one of the first like really progressive groups that was like all encompassing of like LGBTQ, just like pro disability, pro good deed, pro thing, pro just like AIDS awareness and all these things that like trickle down. And just like, I've never watched the Halo Awards. Did I say GLAAD?
You did say GLAAD.
Oh, I meant Halo Awards.
Yeah.
GLAAD
you started getting into other thing. I was like, GLAAD is just about the other, gay and the LGBTQ.
Yeah. But he started the Halo Awards, and I was like, oh yeah, I never watched it, but I was like, I knew what it was. And then it was like, yo, he was with them for like 25 years. And I was like, oh yeah, he was on all that when I was a child. And yeah. Like, all
he was writing things. On there too.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the youngest writer on the, 16. On there. So all these things came out and people were just like, oh, it's just like, you know, we're just losing Wallin' Out and whatnot. And for a very long time, Wallin' Out was he was independently funded. Like, he paid that shit out of his pocket and shit like that. And now I guess to know that, all right, you guys have it because you didn't like something that I said, and I don't necessarily know what I said that was wrong. That's what it came out to be at first. He was like, nah, like, y'all are just trying to silence me because like your feelings are hurt and shit like that. And I was like, yeah, Nick, tell him. And then the next day I heard more of the podcast because I wasn't gonna go fucking look up the podcast and yeah. Shit like that.
To this day I still haven't watched that episode of podcast. Like, I don't really care. I don't have that to much.
Everyone
I got what I got.
Everyone did it for me. Where now I see where things went south and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So basically from what I gathered, him and Professor Griff, who's not a real professor, by the way.
No, it's a stage name.
Yeah, that's...
No, you gotta state that. Yeah, some people out here.
Yeah, I feel like you gotta... It's like, oh, what classes he teach? Hate 101.
You got a master's in that bitch.
Yeah. Where they were talking about, like, the Rothschild family, and he was talking about like how I guess like the Jewish people own or like have their hands in the financial and media institutions that go back like 100 or so years, like decades and decades upon decades. So that in particular was also a very anti-Semitic thing. And all my life, yeah, for as long as I can remember, that's kind of what I heard too. Like, no one's ever told me different, where they were just like, oh yeah, you know, Jewish people, they work their way up the ladder and, like, you know, they kind of keep their money within their community and they work their way up to like these very high positions. So it's like, oh, that makes sense. But what I didn't know was that that idea that, you know, that they have their hands in all these behind the scenes, like financial institutions and stuff like that, is kind of what triggered the Holocaust for them. Like, after World War One, which was only like, what, 60 years ago, 60, 70 years ago and shit like that. Yeah, that's kind of like what triggered it, where it's just like, oh yeah, the rise to power of Hitler was putting in the idea of people's heads. I was like, oh, hey, the Jewish people, they run all this shit and we have to do something about it. And just like the poisonous rhetoric that he was spewing, it got a bunch of people to rally behind him. So now even in like Jewish communities, you know how they have like their own schools and all that stuff? That stuff is taught to them, like, where it's ingrained in their brains from young, where it's just like they believe in like, yo, never again. Like, just this shit will never happen again. So when people say things like that, they hold it in a very high regard. So now if you have a certain amount of power that you know, like, worked for, because even I heard that is kind of anti-Semitic, where it's just like you can't allude to Jews having all the power. But it's like, if you run a company, you have the power. Like, you have, or at least you have the power or authority to do certain things, right? I'll say. I don't know why I put air quotes on that, because power, authority, whatever.
Yeah, it's the same word. I assumed you were just like, it's the same shit.
Yeah. Where it's just like, all right. Damn, what was I saying? Power, authority, money, power, respect.
You're basically saying like,
oh, yeah.
They're saying that they run a company, but they don't want to hear that they do.
Oh, so they're taught all that stuff like from young, where they're just like, yo, never again, never again. So like I said, they hold comments like that to a high regard, as they should. Like, if that's fully what you believe and you want to like nip it in the bud, you're going to cut that shit off. I guess the only like disconnect there is that we don't know that it, like, you guys like have this James, is that smoke?
Oh,
I didn't think you could see it.
James is just sitting there like, "Ew, man, blazing."
I'm like, James, are you on fire again?
Just keep it going, Chris. Just keep it going.
He's just so used to it. He's just
like, "Don't mind me, fellas."
I got the tea tree oil going, so you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it's like,
he got the THC oil going. I see.
Not yet. That's next. That's next.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, all right, you guys know this, and this is ingrained into your heads, but it's kind of like a disconnect between you and everyone else.
Yeah. We're just like, nothing about,
we don't know
culture.
That. Yeah, where it's like Nick came back and he was like, "Oh, I see where I went wrong. I'm sorry." Like, he profusely apologized, and then like the whole, like, a bunch of the black community, and by black community I mean just like a couple thousand people on Twitter, that doesn't matter, got on him for apologizing. But you can't win for losing, bro. Like, I don't know. Bro. It's a very,
like, you can't be mad at someone for stepping back and being like, "Damn, what I said offended some people, and I didn't really intend for it to go that way. So I'm going to apologize." Like, apologizing is just a thing that should happen when you're just like, "Oh, I didn't mean to do that."
When you're wrong,
I don't know why people have such a big issue with apologizing for shit. It's one thing when like you're right and you apologize, and you were 100% right. You know you were right. And you apologize just to apologize. Don't do that.
Right. So the whole thing with even, I think where also Nick went astray, where I guess getting too woke, was talking about, like, you know, these people, the melanated versus the non-melanated, and these mountains and conditions forced you to be savages and shit like that. I was like, yo, if you wanted to make a comparison of like white people to savages, like, you could easily like savages or animals all the time, like black people all the time. I was like, all you had to do was like, yeah, but you guys are the ones that literally colonized the entire world by just like murdering, finding like indigenous people and murdering them by the millions, and then like forcing like your beliefs and systems down your throat. That's like animalistic behavior. I feel like you wouldn't have gotten pushback. Yeah, from that. But like, you go far back where it's just like you can't really prove it. Now it's just weird. And I was just like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, I was on board with you at first, until people started like, I guess, breaking it down and putting it into more and more context. And I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't make much sense. And yeah. I guess just the poison of social media, like, you take these little clips and you put some like weird news behind it, and you just like kind of like react initially. And I was like, damn, yeah. I hate that. And I fell for that.
Every time I fell for it too. Every time that shit happens, you definitely need to step back and be like, all right, well, I need context. I need to see what happened before and after this. Like, what got us to this point? And where did you go after you made the statement to understand like the whole scope of what's happening here? Because if you give me like a small clip of any audio, you can find something that sounds horrible. But then there's a whole sentence that happened around that that's just a completely different exchange that occurred.
Well, also too, like, to go back to what you said about Cannon like kind of treading carefully, like, from listening to what he was saying on his podcast, he didn't seem like he was saying it. Like, he was more quoting Farrakhan a lot.
Yeah,
that's what I got from it. Like,
people have a lot of problems with Farrakhan too.
Oh yeah,
facts. So it like, so the thing about that is, he, for all intents and purposes, he comes off as a very intelligent person. Like, he comes off like he does his reading, he does his research, mm-hmm. he kind of like pull sources from many different places and shit like that. And I think just in this instance, because I one thing I do know about, I think, the Cannon class is not, it's not so much a preach, but a conversation. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you gather a bunch of information and you have a conversation with the person across the table from you, maybe by the end of that conversation, you'll learn something new or you'll change. That's why it's like that out of context clip is like, could be considered a little weird. But then when the person across from you is Professor Griff, and I'm like, you guys probably didn't disagree with you on a lot of the things you said.
Yeah.
Which makes it like really problematic. So like Lewis said, I was like, he pulled a lot from Farrakhan, and I don't know. It's just one of those instances where it's just like, all right, this ass whooping, unfortunately, you had to lose a giant avenue of revenue and creativity and all that stuff. And I do think he'll get that back, because
he will.
Nick, yeah. Joe's dog.
Viacom has to understand, like, just off of Wallin' Out, they can't capitalize off of that shit without him.
Nah.
What a, so, like, they have game. To sell it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, or just give
or
it back,
not like, sell it to him, and he just makes it up again with what? A different name and just does the same shit.
Yeah.
Though I don't know what the rules there with the IP would be.
But it's just an improv show. It's an improv show. So it's like, you can do that with anything. They try to in a way, you kind of do it with like joking off, and they've had other shows on MTV and all that stuff that were like short-lived, but even if you just look at all the people that Nick Cannon has put on and brought in from like bridging the gap between comedy, improv comedy, and battle rap and stuff like that. Now we know certain people's names, like Conceited, Hitman Holla, Charlie Clips, all these people, or you got your Timothy Delgados, DC Young Fly,
Carlos
Chico,
Miller.
Yeah, Carlos Miller, Chico Bean, which branched off to the 85 South show and stuff like that. And I was like, yo, you think you just didn't cut off Nick, you cut all those people off. And I was like, you think they're going to come back and
Gary Owens going to be hosting it?
Yeah, and do that with like that. With like Ryan Seacrest hosting that bitch. Like, nah, dog. Like,
DJ D-Rex going to be mad, upset, buzzing, everything.
Yeah, but yeah, like shut that whole thing down. Like, it's not going to go the way you think. Also, I don't even think they could do it right now. Like, I don't think a new season was in progress. It was like, the whole thing was like audience. You can't have no audiences. This is
yeah.
So.
And then that show without the audience is just like, nah.
It's just weird.
That being said, I watched a lot of that shit over the weekend. Like, I was just watching compilations and shit. That shit's still fucking funny.
It's
like, I haven't watched it mad long, and ever since he started pulling up like all of the social media comedians, it like it went from oh, this was funny in the beginning to like, all right, this is kind of corny, to like, nah, it's better than it's ever been now.
Yeah.
Oh, the revamp was
that he had
well needed.
This last season, it was new school versus old school. This dude, Nick Cannon, found Jin. And I'm like, what's he doing here?
Jim wasn't really doing much, man.
Yeah, I mean, but he found him. That's all that matters.
I know from
me.
Experience.
Nah,
Jim wasn't doing much.
You got to find Blind Fury.
No, facts.
Bring him in. Listen, that'd be hard. Blind Fury versus Hitman Holla.
We'll see it.
Yeah, you got to bring 50.
Why Hitman Holla be getting off so many gum bars on a family show?
I'm like, you can. Right, fam.
First we'll of all, it's Atlanta. It's Atlanta. You do whatever you want in Atlanta.
I guess. Yeah.
It's a free for all.
It's like, Conceited keeps it funny. Hitman Holla's like, and then I shoot him like, dog, wait.
What's my gat in your
Why
back?
Why are you
like,
telling
me
Simone you're going to shoot her?
We don't need no more of that at all.
No.
But, you know, I think he'll get it back. If not,
he'll just make some new shit.
Even if he doesn't get back with Viacom and but like somehow like wins the owner of that IP, I was like, yo, you can go to Revolt with Diddy. That'll boost Revolt numbers. Yeah. You can go to, what's his name, Maverick and LeBron has just started a media company.
Yeah.
You can team up with them. That's more things with money.
I don't see him going back to Viacom now.
No.
Because now like he does have the option to go somewhere else. Before, he might not have considered it. Like he probably has, like I'd assume so. But now that it's like an immediate thing, it's just like, well, I can take this to a black-owned network.
Yeah. Nick got
and
money.
I can just keep the money within us.
The only thing I don't want him to go to Fox.
No.
Yeah, he's on Fox. He's technically on Fox because after he left or got fired from America's Got Talent, he's on The Masked Singer. That's on Fox.
Yeah.
Which is that really also Viacom?
I don't think
so. No, I don't think Fox is Viacom.
Yeah. All right. That's basically everything
it's
else.
Fox.
Which is so weird. Viacom owns a lot of shit.
Yeah,
which is very scary. BET, VH1, MTV, MTV2, MTV Tres,
Comedy Central,
Comedy Central, CBS, ABC?
No.
Damn.
No.
NBC.
ABC and NBC are independent. NBC is Universal.
UPN. No. Yeah, just mad stuff. Are you really thinking about that?
I think they might actually own UPN. I'm pretty sure they do, though.
You mean the CW? There's no UPN anymore, guys.
Right.
That's not a
thing. Isn't it WGN now?
You can tell we don't watch regular cable television.
I don't often watch any television. But all right. But you know what? Good luck to Nick and whatnot. Hey, but man, speaking of TV channels and stuff like that, so far, now that we got HBO Max, Netflix, Hulu, and all this stuff, what's your favorite streaming service? Like right now?
HBO, son. HBO.
Y'all got to put me on HBO Max because I'm not there yet. I haven't copped it.
I feel like I have the most content that I want to watch.
Fire. For me right now, though, Hulu been fucking killing.
Hulu's a sleeper.
Shit. But ever since they got the FX deal, I'm just like, yo, y'all got the shit.
But you just like FX shows.
Yeah. Pretty much it's mainly me watching FX shit. And then like they have all of these other shows lumped in.
They have decent movies too.
And the anime selection is insane.
Yeah, but when Crunchyroll exists, like who cares?
I mean, I got Crunchyroll too, but there are certain shows that just don't pop up on Crunchyroll that you can get on Hulu. And what? Then, like, what's it? There's like new shit coming out. Fucking, there's one where a nigga has a head that's a revolver. I don't remember the name of the show, but that's one of them.
James is there.
Okay.
But sign me up. Smiling Down the Runway is one.
Okay. Yeah, I think right now HBO Max got it for me only because I think DC Universe, I think that app is done. Yeah. I think that app is going to collapse within itself, and I think everything is just going to go over to HBO Max.
They should.
They got Fred for me, so I know for it. They got Doom Patrol. They carry that over there.
They have and all just the regular HBO shows as well. I'm assuming.
Just the stuff that's
like Curb.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like you already have. It's already like three streaming services in one.
Yeah. Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I was in the middle of my rewatch of every episode of Curb, and then HBO Max came out, and they took it off of Amazon. I'm salty.
But it was on. You don't have HBO in general.
I do. But I'm lazy, so I didn't type in my
That's login. Your fault. Shut up. Like, that.
Like that's a Marcel problem.
Yeah, I just like you asking me that question. Like, we didn't have to ask questions. You could just nod and be like, word, that sucks, and then moved on.
I didn't even know it was on Amazon.
Let's do it over again, Chris. Nod and say, damn, that sucks. Move on.
Damn, yo, that sucks, man. That's just so fucking lazy.
See it.
Oh! What's it called? But even the content that's coming to... Get the fuck out of here, dog. Even the content that's coming, they have like the Green Lantern joint that's coming out to HBO Max. Last week, they announced a Gotham PD show that's coming, Word. Which is supposed to report of shots fired at 184th Street and 146, 1.1 miles away.
That's kind of close.
As you make it, beloved.
But this Gotham PD show, it's supposed to Gotham 2.0. I'm assuming that's on Fox.
Hopefully, but no Joker.
No, but what this one is based in the Matt Reeves Batman universe. So I think it's Jeffrey Wright as Gordon. No, is Jeffrey Wright? Yeah, Jeffrey Wright's Gordon.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
In this one. Yeah. So it's just, which means in this one, Batgirl's black. She's just black.
Batgirl's black. Batwoman's black.
Biggity black and I'm black, y'all.
Let's go.
Black and I'm a bat, y'all. And I'm a bat, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. Uh-huh. And I'm biggity. Uh-huh. And I'm brap.
Wow. That got violent.
I like
yeah,
that.
I mean.
That turned into an MOP song, mid-song. Yeah.
But I think that idea is just so dope where it's just like, all right, you could literally build your villains now and just... have them go wild, and then like when they're like built up to the final form, bring them over to movies if you so choose, or not. I don't want to see every big bad villain on the big screen. Like, I don't care about a Penguin story.
Not on his own. Well, in the Batman, he's going to be in it. Every villain in the Batman universe is going to be in the Batman, apparently.
It's him, Catwoman, which is like anti-hero now. Yeah. I think...
Shout out to whatever Riddler, costume they put her in.
All Riddler. Is it Mr. Freeze?
Riddler's going to be in it.
Mr. Freeze is going to be in it too?
I don't really necessarily remember.
I don't remember seeing Mr. Freeze. I definitely remember seeing Riddler, Penguin, Scarecrow? Catwoman, and someone else.
I think it was an extra
person.
Ivy.
Possibly.
Something like that.
Whatever.
Either way. Another villain. Yeah, yeah. A bunch of dope people that you could get some nice-ass content out of.
Yeah.
But yeah, that kind of shit I'm excited for. I think I just like connected universes. In that sense,
I feel like we all do, but at the same time, because everyone has tried to do a connected universe, I really want to see DC do one where shit isn't connected. No, or maybe not across all of their things. Like the Flash universe is being connected. I like that. That's just cool.
But I think why this one works better now, it's because it's connected, and now you have more of a long form media to get into more detail, to build up certain arcs and certain characters and certain people. Like, I don't think we've ever seen it between movies and series necessarily.
Nah, like Marvel was going
to try it with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And it was just like hints.
Nah.
Yeah. It was like, remember that incident? Yes, we all fucking remember that incident.
Remember New York City? Like,
yes, yeah. It was in shambles.
You know how many movies have happened since
there's giant fucking wiggly penis monsters coming from the sky.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. won't even acknowledge the fact that everyone turned to dust.
Like, yeah. Remember the other incident? Which one? Which one, Coulson?
There's you know a lot. The one. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of fucked up here. This place is worse than Rosedale. It sucks. Jesus. I bet you fucking the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. won't go to fucking Caribbean Soul.
They sure won't.
Definitely won't catch close to the margaritas. Are they the ones doing the shooting?
Yeah, word.
Probably. May is definitely the one doing the shooting. She doing cartwheels, letting pistol rounds off for no reason.
I like
who brought me the bottle with the sparkler, no alcohol in it?
Don't do that.
Man.
Yeah. Speaking of movies and all that shit, the other day Lewis was on Twitter and he shared a screenshot of like a movie description.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I don't know how this went over everyone's heads, but
I don't know either.
Do you have that up?
I'll go find it for you.
Oh, please. Oh,
okay. Yeah, that one looked kind of nuts.
I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
But read it to James, because...
I got you. Well, say something, want to look for it.
I'm trying to look for it, too, and there's nothing else to say.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
So I'm editing this part out. Cool.
Yeah, I was about to say, all right.
So all right, I found Lewis it.
Fisher, you got to edit it.
Right, cool. Okay, so... He put up this screenshot of this movie called The Assignment, right? The
Assignment.
So
what year was it?
2016.
4 years and nobody notices.
So this movie stars Michelle Rodriguez, Sigourney Weaver, Tony Shalhoub.
What a fucking lineup for this movie, by the way.
It sounds like it would be decent. Like,
yeah.
Right? So the movie description for this, you ready, James?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think James is ready, but go ahead.
It's Waking Up in Bandages, contract killer Frank Kitchen. Let's stop right there. His name is Frank Kitchen. You can already tell.
Let's rate the name. No. Let's rate the name.
Frank Kitchen, that's tethered Frank Castle. Am I wrong?
It really is, though.
It's just a fat Punisher.
Big pun.
He's the Punisher. That's what they call.
The Punisher. What does the Punisher do, James?
He sits on you and giggles.
I'm sorry, ass. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sounds like assault. The Punisher is built like the clown from Spawn. Remember that?
Oh,
that fat fucking clown. Who played that? That was John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo played the clown.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, John. Come on. You knew better than that one.
He was hoping nobody remembered.
I did.
You never brought that up, huh? didn't see that in the history lesson.
Petrick Farms remembers. So contract killer Frank Kitchen seeks revenge on the surgeon who performed gender reassignment surgery on him without consent.
What? So Frank Kitchen is played by Michelle Rodriguez, who's a man.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, that's exactly what happened.
No. So
Frank Kitchen is a trans woman.
There you go.
Okay.
Without consent.
He didn't choose without to consent. Be.
He didn't choose to be.
They didn't. I don't know, man.
Wait, hold on.
If he didn't choose to be,
nah. I'm not getting into that.
Wait. Good. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Was this in the theater or was this straight to
probably DVD? Not
straight on Netflix?
No,
straight to VHS.
Shit went straight to Redbox.
Hold on, let me see.
Immediately to Betamax.
It's on Netflix right now, James. You can watch it tonight.
Oh, it said
it went straight to some shit you can't buy, Chris.
I think it did because it said the budget was under $3 million and the box office was $206,000.
Fam,
that's a lot of money for that movie.
That's way more than you thought, right?
I feel like a lot of it just went to paying the actors. Like,
Michelle Rodriguez.
Wait, but what made them think that this was like somebody was writing it and it was like, this is it right here?
It was crap, James.
It went through concept. It went through
on paper. Is it not it?
It went through production. It went to movie. It's not theater, it. Apparently.
No. Yeah.
On paper.
When you read that, you're intrigued and you know it.
Nah. Really?
It's up there with Velocipaster in the room.
We're getting to that.
That's next.
The nigga's name is Frank Kitchen. Like, come on, I don't want to see what he's cooking, honestly.
She's like, cooking.
She's with everything, including the kitchen sink.
Wow. Okay.
Ooh,
that's the finishing move. That's a line in the movie? Chris, come on, man.
That's outlandish.
Because have you read this? if it's in the movie, someone thought it was dope. I said it because it's corny on purpose.
Oh,
like, that's depressing. It's corny.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, son. You hit the blunt enough times and you start writing down your ideas. You might come up with something like this, man.
You hit the blunt enough times, the blunt will hit you. That's.
I wish I could hit them.
In my theory.
Well, not Michelle Rodriguez.
I mean, I wish I could hit Michelle Rodriguez.
Stop it.
I mean,
relax.
You know what I'm talking about.
But so
that's my one per episode.
Is it like the surgeon, like his nemesis, or is it like a really bad surgeon? No, but I'm saying, was it like a really bad surgeon that really didn't know what he was doing?
That's not like an outpatient
procedure right there. That's like you gotta spend some hours on that.
It's my man went in for BBL and came out a whole woman. He tight.
But he went in for a Brazilian butt lift.
That's what he wanted.
As a contract killer.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I need the yeeks before I go.
Don't question his decisions.
Yeah. He's like, yo,
he said, if I'm a killer, my ass gotta be killer too, nigga. Come on, son.
Ooh, I like that.
We're not gonna just stop at the ass though. He gives you a whole package, son.
Oh,
that's got you, fam. Say less.
But what's it called? Michelle Rodriguez
just went to the barber. Asked for a lineup. Came out different gender.
All right, relax. Michelle Rodriguez. Yeah, because I feel like y'all just gonna take it too south.
We didn't write the movie. Nah.
That was the last one.
Okay. So Michelle
knowing Lou and Marcel, they'll take it south.
Yeah,
they just said that was the last one.
So she caught a lot of heat for like doing this movie.
As she should. Then,
but instead of, you know, coming out like and apologizing or just like, I don't know what you could say to make people feel better. She was like, oh, this movie can't be offensive because I am bisexual. And so that means I like both men and women. So therefore, I can play this role.
No,
and that doesn't validate. And it not offend people. And I was like,
can I ask y'all? does she strike you as the kind of person that would apologize? And if she did apologize, would apologize with a decent apology? She don't really look like that to me. She doesn't come across like that.
Anyone that owns more than one leather jacket is probably not good at apologizing.
I don't even know what that means, but I co-sign it.
Yeah. Ruby Rose just left. She didn't say sorry. She just left.
That's true.
Leather jacket. Michelle Rodriguez. Who you got in a fight? Michelle Rodriguez or Ruby Rose?
Michelle Rodriguez.
I'll take
she used to be a cop.
Yeah. All day.
Ruby Rose is just a very pretty woman.
Okay. So then through that thread of the assignment or whatever, I hope everyone involved with that movie is just like 50 lashes in purgatory. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Like, which is about right.
Nothing to do with that film.
Yeah.
But are y'all going to watch it, though? That's the question.
No.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely not.
I'm definitely watching it.
I can't put myself through that.
Absolutely not.
I'm
bringing a review.
Like, I'm doing everything to just be encompassing of everyone's walk of life and just, like, respect. I feel like that would set back so much progress that I've made in life just by, like... scrolling
just by viewing it, just by watching the assignment.
Yeah, I haven't made as much progress as Chris, so I'm good.
No, I feel like I'm a good person. Like,
that's I feel as, like there's as long as you feel that dialogue way. In there that's problematic. Like there has to be.
I can't.
There's exactly. no
I
way.
Watch it. I'm gonna write them down and bring them.
A cis white man is just turned into a trans woman. You know, he says words that should not be said.
A trans colored woman, because you know Frank Kitchen's a white man's name.
Oh yeah, she turns into a Latina.
It turned into a Latina woman.
Wait, how this surgeon is?
That's what I'm saying. It was that surgeon. It, that wasn't a mistake.
Yeah, you may have got some science back there. That.
Like. But what was the next movie you found before we got too deep into the rabbit hole?
That's Dr. New Jersey right there.
Dr. Newark
on the whole state. You got to just
Newark. Newark. You got Newark from Newark. Oh man,
you guys. Bars. So during that thread, I found another movie called The Velocipastor.
That's my shit.
That movie came out in 2018.
The Velocipastor.
Yeah.
Check so they, now, James. Now, wait. Now, does
this, right, James, that was guess what it is, James?
Yeah, wait,
guess
what the movie is. All right. Go all right. Ahead. It's
the wheels are turning. Go ahead.
It's T.D. Jakes. But
that's what you got from that.
The Velocipastor. That's it. Right T. there.
Jakes.
T.D. Jakes is just like left and left pants with zippers.
Ooh, he's Godspeed. Ooh, Godspeed, yes. 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 Yes.
Oh my God. Look where James goes.
Oh yeah, man.
Somebody I'm stick
cut
with
James
it.
A check.
Thank you. Thank
the
you.
Season of The Flash is gonna be interesting.
I might watch it. I might.
They team up to fight Farrakhan.
And they can it. They got freaking Al Sharpton as Jay Garrick.
All this from a title, Chris. All this from a title.
Oh, well, there goes my seat.
No, Steve reveals himself to be the Flash.
Oh, man.
My nigga Mace is Zoom.
I was gonna say Carl Lentz is Zoom.
Carl Lentz is Zoom.
Just that whole Scientology church.
Oh my God.
Oh
man. But man. Anyway, so this.
What I'm wrong. Am I wrong?
Yes.
You're so wrong. Extremely.
But not by much.
So this movie, the description says, after losing his parents, a priest travels to China. Because that's just what you do. Where he inherits a mysterious ability that allows him to turn into a dinosaur.
I wasn't that. You're right, Marcel.
At first horrified by his new power, a hooker convinces him to use it to fight crime and ninjas.
He doesn't really fight crime as much as he fights her pimp and ninjas.
And ninjas. So she connects them.
Pretty much. He like comes and rescues her. full disclosure, I have watched this movie because I saw that synopsis and I was like, this is probably one of the worst movies I'll ever watch. At least I know what I'm signing up for. I'm sure it's hilarious. And it was.
This movie made 30.
The, dinosaur that he was like the little blow up dinosaur that you get from Toys R Us or some shit.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. That, what was the budget of this film?
Might have been like $50.
Oh, fuck everybody out of here, son. I'm watching this tonight.
Bro,
are you shitting me?
Nah, it's on Amazon Prime, son.
Bro, the picture. I'm watching this. I Googled the picture. I will never watch this.
Oh, I'm watching it tonight.
No, I'm I'm going to send a screenshot to the group chat. Because
Lewis, I don't need it.
No, because I don't want Lewis to watch this.
You think it's going to deter me? I'm watching this. I've seen the blow-up dinosaur.
The budget was $35,000.
That's a lot of money for what happens in this.
Lou, do not watch this. Please.
I'm watching this.
That's not a dinosaur. That's Boots. What is that?
Boots got just Trey.
These ninjas don't even got shoes. He barefoot. It wasn't a shoe budget?
Nope. There wasn't a 35. There was no shoe budget in a 35.
Now, one of them has shoes. The one on the left got shoes.
Oh.
And the one on the right. The one on the right got Skechers.
All right, so every other person got shoes.
Okay.
That's how they divvied up the budget.
Bro. It would have been better if everybody got one shoe.
Yeah, that's not even a Raptor. That's not even a Raptor. That's a T-Rex.
It's
a,
yeah. That's what made it even better. He's just dressed as a T-Rex.
Mind you,
he's a were-raptor.
A were-raptor.
He in the beginning, he can't control when he turns into one. He just does.
Wait, what clicks that he's got to turn? Like, is it the moon?
I don't remember.
Bro, listen, all I know,
I do know her pimp killed his parents with a rocket launcher.
All I know,
get the fuck out of here, son.
He just felt like it.
All I know
like it
is that my idea is way better than this.
1,000%, but I might watch both.
Yeah. I'm definitely watching the TG Jake season of the Flash.
You got to.
Because the Velocipaster, see, they thought they was doing something with that title.
No, they didn't.
They even put like a highlight, a glowing cross in the, like they thought like that was it. And then it's not even a Raptor. It's not even a Velociraptor. It's a T-Rex.
The
were-raptor. I'm
still stuck on TD Jake's Flash.
Bro. That's when, the Veloc.
When he phases through walls, they call him TD Shakes.
Yeah. Wow.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, man.
Bro, somebody cut me a check, please.
All right. So now that I, I just lost it. Now that we're here, speaking about superpowers and shit like that, I want to hit you guys with a would you rather real quick.
Yeah,
Before I close it out with my conspiracy theories and about Drake. Would you rather have the ability to control animals or skip 3 seconds into the past whenever you want, as many times as you want?
Control animals, man. Fuck, I'm gonna do with 3 seconds.
Predict shit.
Skip 3 seconds into the past?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna
You know what? I'll give you 3 minutes.
Oh, I'll take it.
Fuck the animals, nigga.
A lot of shit can be done in 3 minutes. Yeah. So right, I'll take James. That.
I'm never gonna see James again.
That's a lot of redos. As a customer outside of fight, that's a lot of redos, son.
Nigga, I'm going to the bank. I'm going to the bank first.
Son, you know how many people I would fuck up for 3 straight minutes and then shoot right back? Like, yo, at least I got it out of my system. You good, bro.
You might be a happier person.
I have to worry about going to jail and I get all the rage out. It's amazing. I need that.
Imagine the crime you could stop, the murders you can stop.
I'm going to create.
You think I'm using my powers for good? All right.
Oh.
That's where you were mistaken.
Straight, just selfish.
You don't know reasons. Me very well. Yeah.
That's.
I'm using my powers for financial gain.
How do you get that off?
How do you go to the bank and what?
I go to the bank and I load the shit up.
Put on a mustache in the next 3 minutes? What are you talking about?
I'm figuring out something. I haven't planned it out yet.
Look at the plan.
There's an episode of The Twilight Zone. Oh, by the way, I'm going straight up animals. Control animals.
Which animals?
All of them. Like, is Rosedale squirrels, possums? Hey.
Like that one dude from My Hero Academia with the baby voice.
Look at the animals you're trying to control, raccoons and squirrels.
Look at the animals that are around me. Yeah.
I'm in the jungle with the silverbacks and the lions.
You have to move to the jungle first.
I can control them. I'll make them come here.
I control the animals in the jungle from here. I'd get them on like fucking 20-day delivery and they get here and start wilding out. But I start that shit right now.
It's not how delivery works.
Nigga, you don't know how deliveries work. When you can't control animals.
It's not delivery, it's the journal.
It's not delivery, it's TD Jakes. And he's the Flash.
Wow.
Not DiGiorno, it's the rhinos.
Yeah, like, I was like, yo, I can't even go to the zoo because it's like, what good is a control an animal that's in a cage? Like, what the fuck? Like,
break them out. Break them out. What you mean?
Now I got to do work on my own to break them out. Like, but then they don't got thumbs.
How are you supposed to open gorillas and hit the window at the same time?
Huh?
Tell all the gorillas to walk out the zoo with a bunch of animals.
Yeah,
you can, nigga.
How?
You got gorillas at security. Who gonna stop you?
Nobody.
Niggas who shot Harambe.
Yeah.
Other than guns. Wait till you see what we do to them.
Yeah.
Giraffe kick for everybody.
Maybe I could go to the safari. Like Six Flags, the wild safari.
What are y'all feeding these motherfuckers?
People.
Huh? What are y'all gonna feed them? Y'all gotta take care of these
tostones.
I didn't say. I just said I'm controlling them. I didn't say I was housing them.
This is why Marcel's not gonna be my animals dietitian.
Yeah.
Tostones.
Stick a feeding a gorilla tostones.
Got a strong diet of tostones and Dumbo. They gonna be all right.
Next thing you see Marcel's feet hanging out of the gorilla's mouth.
Put the fucking gorilla's outfit in for the Mets. Look at this bullshit.
All right. So the last thing I had to talk about was Drake being just like a creepy nigga, right?
I'll just say this ain't new, but let's talk about it.
So it's not creepy like, hey, I'm texting Millie Joe Brown creepy, which is indeed creepy.
Yeah,
This is more so, it's like, it popped up in like the last week that, you know, he's like chilling out in Barbados and shit like that.
I think he's still there.
He's still there. Yeah. And pictures came out with him chilling with like Rihanna's family and going out to like clubs with her brother and stuff like that. And I don't know about y'all, but if I dated somebody, whether private, whatever, if I was dealing with you and we're no longer dealing with each other and you going out to hang out with my family and we may not be on the bestest of terms, don't do that. Like, I'm just gonna feel weird about that.
Some people like that.
But somehow he gets away with it.
So that Rihanna's out there because
he's cool.
But like, I just thought like they must be cool with each other for him to be doing all of that. Because in my brain, I just can't I can't fathom niggas being that sus, even though I know they are.
I don't think they're not cool though.
I know this much for a fact. Rihanna and her dad has a very shaky relationship. Very shaky. Like, to the point where it's like, he keeps coming up with companies and like using her name and all that stuff. She's like, I didn't sign up for that. So just off that strength alone, I don't stay away from my family.
Yeah.
I don't need you having exposure with my family. I don't need you checking up on them. I'm Rihanna. I take care of them. Like, it's not like check it. Because, like, I could kind of see it's just like, all right, you like dating a girl. You did a lot for the family. You helped out. You're close with the mother, grandmother. Maybe, you know, if you went over there and, like, just sat down to talk to her or got her groceries and shit like that. And, like, what could Drake possibly provide to that family that their daughter, Rihanna, is not? You know what I mean? Like it's
he's just checking the peeps, you know? Sometimes you gotta check the peeps, my brother.
If an ex of mine checks on my peeps, I'm checking her father's chin. That's just the end of it.
That's not nice.
Don't care. Stay away from my family. When I break up with you is a breakup for my family as well.
Yeah, maybe
stay away from everybody.
Maybe Drake had hit her up like, yo, I'm gonna be in Barbados. I'm gonna check your fam, and she's probably not there, and she's like probably in California or something.
And she just didn't answer.
And she was
probably
like,
got him blocked. Maybe he said,
I'm gonna do it anyway.
Think, but that's what I'm saying. I was like, there's a lot of things that he does, a lot of things that he says. When you just bring it down to like a regular schmegler, degler, like person level, it's just weird to me.
Yeah.
It's just like, right. How is this okay for you? But if Joe Schmo did it, it's weird, or it's corny, or it's creepy, or all three.
Because Joe Schmo don't got swag.
Yeah, Joe Schmo don't got hits.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's some hits, right? Nigga.
Nigga's playing a different game, man.
Listen, I'm super Joe Schmo. I'm Joe Schmo Jr.
See, Drake played the game where he could do some creepy shit that people don't agree with, and then the next week he'll drop a banger. Forgot.
I mean, he dropped that 2-pack of ass. It shit sucked. I mean, you can't be in Barbados. Go check on my thing.
I fuck with Grease.
Grease was good, but it was good. That's about it. The other one was nah.
I don't know. I hate everything. I want to go. I want to go to sleep now.
I would have got a refund over DJ Khaled on those two.
We'll never let you go to sleep, Chris.
What else I got to talk about?
I guess one of the things we could leave on there before we get out of here is somebody got to run up to the governor of Georgia and give him a gill.
Oh,
because this was like one of the most like, I'm like, yo, they're really trying to kill people. Because the mayor of Atlanta had decided to put out a law saying that, you know, places have to enforce people wearing masks. My man went, the governor of Georgia went and took her to court and decided to ban anybody from being able to enforce mask wearing.
Yeah.
But then he goes to meet with Trump and puts his mask on.
It's fair, like,
so you can't enforce it, but I'm gonna do that shit.
Yeah. The shit that's been happening the last week with like all this Corona stuff is fucking terrifying to me, where it's just like, oh, the CDC is no longer getting the numbers, like a lot of the information
from the hospital,
the data coming back, and it's going straight to the Trump administration. Pence had come out and really said that, yo, the reason we don't want the CDC to have it because we don't want them to influence the schools on whether they should open or not. And I'm like, yo, now you're playing with people's babies now. Like, that shit is crazy. I was on Twitter yesterday, and somebody that I follow, I think she lives in one of the Carolinas. I could be mistaken, but she got a letter from her school, and they said that, like, yo, you have to make a decision if you're going to choose to homeschool your child this year or if you're going to send them to school. But gave her absolutely no information on the precautions that they will be taking.
Of course, they don't.
School opens up, so it's just like, yo, how do you? She's like, I have to work and stuff like that. But I'm like, you're really forcing me to put my child in a potential life or death situation here. Because why? Like
not just the child, the household. Because when the child comes home from school.
Yeah, other than the fact that of you saying that you don't care, like what is the reason? What can you tell me that isn't just like absolutely absurd about this, other than, yeah, we don't care?
Because there's so many factors into opening a school. You got to make sure the air systems have the proper filters. Two, how are you going to enforce, like, y'all are in states where the governor is banning wearing masks. They're like, no masks. So how are you going to enforce it in a school with kids? Yeah. You're not. That means you're not going to enforce it.
Plus, the
kids aren't going to stay with the mask for 8 hours.
Yeah, kids aren't going to wear that shit the whole time. Kids aren't going to be washing their hands all the time.
No, when
you were a kid, how many times you were at school and washed your hands?
Don't make me answer that.
Yo, kids be walking around with sticky hands nonstop.
Yeah. So it's like this shit is really gonna be a disaster. And like, for me, like, I rarely watch the news, but like, I've been watching like stuff, you know, mad different news circuits or whatever. It's like, yo, they really do want to kill the kids and people.
Yeah. I knew this country.
They really do.
I knew this country didn't give a fuck about us when Sandy Hook happened and the gun laws didn't change. Like, I don't like. What y'all want me to do, man? Like, it shit is crazy. And I, like New York, Steinway, that shit ain't looking no better. That shit is horrible.
New York gonna relax. Bro, that shit was
We was doing crazy. So well with the numbers, post-protests and all that stuff, and now everybody's just out there acting an ass, where it's just like tomorrow or Monday starts like the start of phase four, but it don't really open much. It's really aquariums and zoos. I'm like, oh, great. Like everything else, theaters, I almost said theaters and movies. Theaters, gyms, indoor dining is all closed still. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I was like, in New York City, but you go down the block to New Hyde Park, Floral Park, Long Island, and all that stuff. That shit is open. And I'm like, okay. I guess I don't understand why they're moving on different timelines
and
that here.
And that's the exact reason I was talking to my dad about this earlier. That's the exact reason why the U.S. is the way it is, and other countries that were like ravaged by this are doing better because they were uniform with the shit. Like when they shut down, everybody shut down. But the thing is with the U.S. is this state is doing what they want to do. This state's doing what they that's why like this shit is gonna be here till like 2022, 2023. We still gonna be in supermarkets with masks on.
I saw videos of what's his name, Michael Ward, an actor in the UK going shopping, everybody out just chilling. He was in his little Birkenstock sipping a smoothie. I said, this lucky bastard. Like the UK is just like back to just like regular.
Yeah, because when it was time to do what they had to do, they did it.
They did
it. But they had no choice.
Yeah. No vaccine. There's still no vaccine for this shit. Not that I'm saying I'm going to take it, but there's no notable cure or proven remedy for this thing, and other countries seem to get it under control, and over here people are just smoking hookah in the middle of the street while sitting in a little fucking 4x4 table.
A bunch of companies started the clinical trials, and there was a company that started trials on like 30,000 because first they started with NHPs, which is non-human primate testing.
That's New Hyde Park.
That's New Hyde Park. And now they moved on to testing on humans. So one of the companies doing 30,000. So, I mean, I don't know. I personally would not be one of the 30,000 testing out some shit.
Because, I'll do that.
Because one, when you think about it, vaccines are supposed to take like possibly 1.5 to 2 years. They're pushing, they're going to be pumping this shit out like soon type shit, like next year.
And it's just like, how do you know you got it right the first time?
Yeah.
Right? You need, quote unquote, test subjects, test dummies for it. And a vaccine is just nothing but injecting you with the virus.
If you die,
like,
that didn't work.
It worked. And now you went from James to just data.
Oh, fuck. Like, they got Drago doing the fucking testing.
Yeah, if he dies. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a bunch of Russians.
Injecting me with anything.
Yeah, like just...
I don't know, man. It's just like... this is like the worst episode of like the worst action sci-fi show, post-apocalyptic shit I've ever seen. And I feel like even though this shit isn't the worst pandemic or epidemic that's gone on, it's like the first one we've ever experienced. So I feel like that's what kind of like brings it to another level for us. I'm just mad at the stupidity, man.
There's a lot of stupidity out here, man. Everybody got to relax. It's not that serious to be outside like that.
It's not. Y'all do the same shit. Why is Steinway
like that right now, man?
Steinway should not be like that. Yeah. And was it Dykeman that was like that?
Why is Dykeman having strip clubs in the middle of a gas station?
All right, well, not wait. Let's hear them out. No, go.
It's on a video, Chris.
Man, get that nozzle out your butt. Get out of here. What are you doing?
Yeah, let's go home, man. Let's go home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, I've been finding like these small, like, all right, I'm not to say that everyone has a friend with a pool or whatever. Just, but like, yo, you and a couple friends, you get a bottle. Hookahs are every. You can get a hookah at any smoke shop for $30 or whatever.
You can get them at delis now.
Yeah, yeah. Like you get your hookah, you get your bottle, and you and your friends go find a corner to sit in. It's not that hard.
Yeah, sidewalks are open and free.
I don't know why you're going out to do it. Like, why is your life so dependent on being out, being seen, like being, I don't know, being what?
You know what it is?
Being dumb.
I feel like what really did it for people was that the summer is where they let it all hang out, and the fact that everybody was locked down, everybody was quarantined, they had nothing to post online. So now there's like a little bit of light to I could be active on and post.
But it don't even make sense because now you're doing that, you're posting that online, you look like a fucking idiot.
It's posted sitting on the sidewalk.
But not to the idiot friends that they're sending it to who are right next to them.
True. Exactly.
Like that's crazy. Not when I said that Steinway shit, like it looks so stupid because there's like 400 people on the street and then there's people sitting on the little tables with their hookah. And then there's 95 people around them.
No mask.
In a circle. And it's hot. Like
smoke, I don't know. Hookah smoke from people's lungs in the air everywhere.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're just traveling corona by gas now. Like it's just
it don't make
sense. I don't know. I guess to us it doesn't make sense. To them it does. I guess to each his own. I'm just
nah, it's not to each his own because like your stupidity affects me now. Like
it does.
It only affected you. I was cool with it. Like, you go out and get yourself killed. Go ahead, nigga. Enjoy. But when your shit has affected me, my family, my friends, I got a problem with that.
That I like, do too.
Like I don't know why y'all niggas hate my grandpa so much. You know what I mean? Like I don't know why y'all niggas feel the need to just like go out and holler at some shorty that does not give a fuck about you and is gonna fuck one of your mans anyway. Just like nigga, stay home. Be depressed in the crib. You just excited to be depressed around other depressed niggas that are pretending to be happy with each other in a large group. That's just stupid, niggas. Stay home for 6 to 8 weeks. Ain't that hard? It's a little bit of time. And when you're done, you can go out and do all the goofy shit you was doing before.
I'm like, yo, half y'all did a bit anyway. Like I'm saying,
yeah.
You got TVs here.
I saw dudes outside with ankle monitors on. I'm like, dog, you lost twice.
You're risking your health and your freedom.
What the fuck? Yeah, like it's crazy. I don't know.
Clearly, your decision making skills are not the best.
I don't know anything anymore.
Where's TD Jakes when we need him?
Where is he?
But anyway, I'm ending this shit. This is episode 97, Honorable Metric Podcast. As always, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, @DuckJoder_Lewis.
Lewis the Designer, LUIS, the best
way to spell.
That's right.
James.
That was sloppy.
You can find me as, that was terrible, Lewis.
That was your fault, too.
That was not my fault.
You interrupted me at the end. What the fuck?
I didn't interrupt shit, first of all.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, you can find me at @JUST_Infamous. That's JVMES. And Chris is ready for bed.
Yeah, I've been out.
La Cama awaits.
Terrible. You can find me everywhere except Steinway at @DrumFu_FU.
Man,
he just released a single with our boys, your cousin Ish and Shikani. You could look up that song. It's called Imported. It's streaming everywhere.
Fire.
Now. Go listen to it.
Fire. Confused with Deported. Home.
Yo, first of all, wait, before we leave, I saw a clip of Odie performing on top of a bus. Was it a bus?
Yeah.
That shit was hard.
That shit
was hard.
Pre-Corona. Find a bus.
Pre-Corona.
Nah. That was like after a protest.
I thought I saw Drum Fu dancing, but he had a beard, so I was like, that's not Fu.
Nah, nigga. See, on top of a bus, you are separated from other people. You know what I mean? So that's how that works.
Still social distancing.
Stay away from other niggas, but whatever, man.
That should look hard, though.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll catch y'all next week.
Think about your grandma.
Facts.